Hello, welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. Thank you for your company. This week's program, Alt-80s Labels of Influence, Australian Indie Record Labels. Well, July 1982 saw the release of a landmark single in Australian alternative rock music. It was the Hunters and Collectors' Talking to a Stranger. Now, there were many bands that sounded alike throughout the early 80s, but not Hunters and Collectors. It was so refreshing to find something that was remarkably different, fresh, unique. And this debut single was inventive. It was infectious funk and very, very tribal. And so impactful was its sound that a major label, Mushroom Records, specifically formed a new alternative label called White Label Records and signed Hunters and Collectors to that label. A label specifically designed for alternative artists. I repeat that, a specific label for alternative artists. Such was the influence of these emerging independent and alternative labels in the early 80s that a major record label wanted a piece of the action. These labels and these bands were now backed by the introduction of independent charts. So these labels became an influential publisher of the work of independent and emerging artists. Well, this week on Alt.80s, I'm going to pull out some of those early influential singles that came to realisation because of the vision and entrepreneurial pursuits of these pathfinding independent labels that changed the Australian music scene forever. Labels like Phantom, Waterfront, Red Eye Records, and Citadel all influenced these emerging artists. Opening the program tonight, one of the early recordings on that white label, that subsidiary of Mushroom Records, Hunters and Collectors, and World of Stone.
Yeah.
Hunters and Collectors. And the title cut from a three-track EP they released on the newly formed White Label, independent label, well, kind of independent label, really, in 1981, World of Stone. And yes, it was soon followed up by Talking to a Stranger, which really put Talking Heads on the map and garnered the attention of major labels, not just in Australia, but around the world. And certainly made the White Label a prominent label that was not specifically a major label. Originally out of Melbourne, Talking Hunters and Collectors, formed in 1981, and as you can hear, influenced by the kraut rock genre and the productions of Conny Plank, who was a German kraut rock producer, and their early recordings featured really strong percussive influences, noisy guitar, those driving bass lines, and then later they expanded their whole sound to include a horn section, which were later dubbed the Horns of Contempt. But I just love those early, very primitive and tribal sounds from those first early White Label recordings. And look, hats off to the visionary, Michael Gudinski of Mushroom Records, who could see the influence of these emerging independent labels, not just in Australia, but in the UK and the US. Well, as I've stated previously in the intro, one of those labels that was probably one of the really pathfinders, if you will, of indie labels in Australia and particularly Sydney was Phantom. Phantom Records was it started as an Australian record store and independent record label. They were in Pitt Street. I think it opened its doors in about 1978. And one of Australia's first indie labels, and opened by a guy called Dare Jennings. And the store itself sold the latest kind of punk, new wave singles, some rare secondhand vinyl. Soon, Dare was joined by a guy called Jules Normington, and they became partners. And in 1980, the two launched the Phantom Record label to release singles by some of their favourite local bands. And over the next 3 years, the label released almost 20 singles featuring a cross-section of diverse sounds that were flourishing in Sydney at the time. And the singles came out in rapid fire. But what added dynamic to the whole movement was that the record covers from these labels often featured artwork of local artists such as Libby Blaney, John Foy, Paul Warstead, Gerard Ruin, and many others. And this also founded a blooming T-shirt and poster business. So there was a whole scene happening around Phantom Records. They went on to release debut records of bands including the Hoodoo Gurus, the Sunny Boys, Flaming Hands, Stephen Cummings, Machinations, Kelpies, Cockroaches, just to name a few of those 20 singles. We're going to take a bracket of tracks from Phantom Record releases from those early 80s. I mean, why not start it with one of the pub gig favourites of the early 80s? The Sunny Boys.
See anything in me? I don't want love to rule me now. I don't want love. Don't
as a band called Le Hoodoo Gurus. That's the Hoodoo Gurus. And rock band formed in Sydney in 1981. Look, they were really out of Perth, I suppose. Three of the bands were from Perth, kind of proto-punk and punk bands, including Dave Faulkner, guitarist and vocalist. And the thing that made their lineup rather unorthodox was the fact that they had three guitars and no bass player. Their early sound kind of fused pop melodies, the punk guitar sound, and full-on American trash culture, really. And this was certainly captured on their first single, which I played for you, Leilani, released in 1982 on Phantom Records. Before that, Sonny Boys, Australian power pop band, formed 1979 and fronted by singer, songwriter, guitarist Jeremy Oxley, really made the Sydney pub circuit a more interesting place through the early 80s. In October of 1980, they went in and produced four songs with producer Lobby Lloyd, a split Australian rock and roll icon. Love to Rule, The Seeker, What You Need and Alone With You were those four tracks, which eventually appeared on the band's self-titled independently released EP on Phantom Records in 1980. And yes, I played you a track from that independently released and hard to get, scarce, very rare, very precious 1980 EP. The initial pressing of 1,000 copies sold out in about 2 weeks flat and very hard to get. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of alternative spin, and tonight playing some tracks from indie labels that kind of changed the music scene in the Australian music scene in the early 80s. And look, I just played for you two tracks that kind of fostered large careers and successful careers for the Hoodoo Gurus and the Sonny Boys. Might play a couple of tracks from bands that kind of didn't really make it into mainstream but remained really strong with cult following and, well, the Phantom Records indie label within itself. Out of a punk band called X, this is Sardine V.
Thank you. feel like that. It's just the things that you don't say, and the way that you behave that say. Well, through.
A band called Flaming Hands, led by singer Julie Mostyn, and Flaming Hands, one of the great inner-city Sydney bands of the early 80s. And the band had an interesting mix of 60s soul, R&B, psychedelic pop, and really attracted a very loyal following through the early 80s, and signed to the Phantom label and recorded all of their pieces on that independent label. That's It's Just That I Miss You is what you heard. And by 1985, they really just had a cult following, and after 5 years of perseverance, I suppose, they finally called it a day. Before that, you heard Sardine V, Australian post-punk band formed in 1980 by a guy called Ian Ryland, who came out of a punk band called X and a hard rock Australian band called Rose Tattoo. You may have heard of them. And he formed that with his then wife, Stephanie Ryland. And look, they released a single called Sabotage in 1982. I played that one for you off the Phantom label. And then later they, I guess, graduated to a larger indie label, if you will, the White Label, which we heard about earlier in the program. And I guess they did that because they were managed by a management company called Sus City Artists. And the owner of that management company was Lobby Lloyd, who also managed the Sunny Boys and Machinations. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCFM, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange, and 2MCA.org online. Well, I did mention the Machinations, who did start their recording career with Phantom Label, but because of their management and their success, moved on to White Label. Let's take in, well, their very first single. which was released on both Phantom and White Label records. This is called Average Inadequacy. Australian synth pop band, Machinations, formed in 1980, and Average Inadequacy. It was in late 1980 that Machinations, picked up by Sydney-based or but national-based radio station Triple J, and recorded a bunch of tracks for them in their Trafalgar studios for one of their music programs. And then in later in 1980, they went into the studio and recorded some of those again with a guy called Lobby Lloyd, a name we've heard a few times tonight, as producer. And one of those recordings was Average Inadequacy, which, as I said, appeared on the independent Phantom Records label, but also on White Records label. So two different versions of that floating around. The Phantom Records one is worth a fortune if you can get your hands on that one. Mine's a White Record label. Hope you enjoyed that. Machinations and Average Inadequacy. Listening to Alt.80s, the 80s music program, with a little bit of an alternative spin. And tonight, alternative labels, those indie labels that really fostered a new wave of releases and publishing art and work of Australian artists. Well, the Phantom Record label was a model that was, inspired a number of other record stores, really, to go and do the same thing. One of those was Waterfront Records. So it started in 1982 by a guy called Steve Stavrakis, who at the time was an employee of Phantom Records, so he knew the model from the inside. Their first release was, well, it was a piece of music that was rejected by the Phantom label. So Steve took it to Waterfront and said, well, we might release it ourselves. And they did. It's an EP called Careless Talk Costs Lives, and was by a band called JFK and the Cuban Crisis.
I'm with a blessed faith in the Lone Ranger. When I grow up, I try to forget this. maybe I can, maybe I don't understand. And we do what we want in the shadows.
That's a band out of Brisbane called Ups and Downs, formed by two brothers, Greg and Darren Atkinson, in 1983, and released their first few releases out of Brisbane on their own Basket Case label, and then relocated to Sydney and found themselves on Waterfront Records. You heard In the Shadows from 1986. Before that, JFK, Cuban Missile Crisis, Texan Thing, John Francis Kennedy, leader of a number of groups. Apart from JFK and Cuban Missile Crisis, he also had a band called John Kennedy's Love Gone Wrong, which lasted from 84 to 88. And look, he described his music as urban and western. I think there's a bit of Elvis Costello in there, to my ears. It's JFK and John Kennedy released most of his stuff through Waterfront Records. And look, over their 15-year life, Waterfront put out over 170 releases, and the label spawned a retail shop and had various locations right around the Sydney CBD. Much easier to sell those records if you've got a record store, right? This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin. And tonight, spinning little discs that came out of independent record labels and record stores in the early 80s, mostly out of Sydney tonight. Another record store that wanted to get into the action was Red Eye Records, an independent record label started in 1985 in the rear of, you guessed it, a pre-existing record store of the same name, obviously, in Sydney. Had two sub-labels as well called Black Eye Records and Third Eye, and they functioned independently for about 5 years before entering into a joint venture taken over by another of the big guys, which is where we started this story at the beginning of this hour, Polydor Records. Might take a couple of tracks from bands that recorded with Red Eye Records. It's a band called The Crystal Set.
You're a drop.
a band out of Canberra originally called the Crystal Sets, formed by Russell Kilby. And, yeah, look, Drop in the Ocean, which was a track they released on their own label in 1984, but then picked up by Waterfront Records, who re-released it. And certainly set that band in, well, famous direction, really, Drop in the Ocean. Well, that's been the program for tonight. Alt.80s, the 80s music program with the bits of an alternative spin. Going to leave you with a track, keeping it in the family. This is Steve Kilby, probably better known as, well, singer, bass player for The Church, who smack bang in the middle of a successful career with The Church released a bunch of solo pieces, and instead of releasing them on a major label, he turned to Red Eye Records and released them on that independent label. From Unearthed, this is called Out of This World. Have a great week.
Come and stay with me now, beneath the archway.